L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And away we go on a Wednesday morning. It's time to rise and grind right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Donnie right side today, Joe Ranieri. This is the early line, and over the next 3 hours, the hottest topics across the sports landscape. We have you covered for everything. The NBA, post-CBB season, the NHL, the NBA also. How about this? Getting closer and closer to the playoffs with meaningful games that we can talk about today. Coaches getting fired for the playoff run who recently won World Championship show. We have it all here, which includes Major League Baseball in the frigid temperatures across the Arctic landscape of the United States right now. What's going on? You know what's going on. It's the early line, and Joe Ranieri's here with me. Joe, how are we feeling this morning?
Oh, Die, I'm telling you, I'm excited, man. Yeah. It's that shift, right? We said goodbye to college basketball. We're welcoming in ice-cold temperatures, playing baseball. And, oh, yeah, the postseason in the NBA and the NHL will be here before we know it.
Absolutely. Host taking off now. You know it's the offseason for a lot of them, but Joe Ranieri and Donnie Wrightside working hard for the people on a Wednesday morning. You know who's not working hard for the people today, Joe? Out here in the Denver Nuggets as they fire Michael Malone, their head coach, and their general manager, Calvin Puth. Shams drops the story yesterday. I couldn't believe it. And most people saying the same thing as me. Is this the NBA Centel sending out this information? The Nuggets moving on from Malone. What happened?
Yeah, 2 years removed from the franchise's only championship, right, in the history of the organization, and 6 days before the postseason starts, you think it's a good move to fire not only the head coach that brought you that championship, but the general manager all in one swoop. You could have done this as soon as they got bounced out of the playoffs, but instead, what Memphis did, a few short weeks ago, Denver follows suit. This is absolute delusional what we're seeing right now in the NBA.
Yeah, we're going to cover that in the next couple of segments here to talk about it, but it was shocking news. Like, sometimes you anticipate things to happen and expect it, and you read it, like, through social media, Joe. It's like, yeah, that made some sense. That one was like, okay, let me stop here. Let me gather my thoughts. Let me see if this is actually a true story. Is there anything that we don't know about in Denver that actually transpired behind the scenes as opposed to just not playing as great a basketball as you can have? Because it's not like one of those things where, Joe, hey, 10 years ago we won and we haven't been in the playoffs in 10 years. It's time to let this man go. So interesting times for the Nuggets, which we'll expound on just a little bit later in hour number one. Keeping it here with the NBA, Jalen Wells, by the way, broken wrist. If you watch that play, somewhat dirty where you hang on the rim, you get knocked off and you hit the floor. And by my goodness, that was a scary story last night. A broken wrist for Wells, alert and awake once he got to the hospital. But there was a lot of doubts there when that injury actually happened.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. I was looking at the phone and it's like, oh, Memphis is delayed. I'm like, delayed? Is it raining? Like, what is the delay? And then I turned it on. Then I saw the poor kid getting taken off on the stretcher. And it was a pretty scary moment. But that's another pretty big loss for the Memphis Grizzlies as well, who are trying to make a little bit of a run at this thing. Oh, yeah. With a new coach, apparently.
Yep. Hey, maybe the Denver Nuggets can try that out here. And by the way, you're right about that. You're trying to be healthy for the playoffs once you know you're in it, not get injured as you move along. Tough loss there for the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll keep an eye on that situation for sure. Heading back over to the Eastern Conference, how about the Cleveland Cavaliers? 135-113 victory over the Chicago Bulls. Hang the rafters. There's a new banner coming. Well, I guess the number one overall seed now in the Eastern Conference is your Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, Kenny Atkins also telling everyone, too, that he hopes to get his starters some rest before the postseason begins. So I wouldn't be expecting a whole lot of big names playing for the Cavs the rest of the way for the regular season. But pretty good win over the Bulls, who had won three, I think, heading into that game last night.
Yeah, come on now, Chicago Bulls. And by the way, you're right about that. The final month of the NBA season is a couple teams jockeying for position, maybe about 10 teams tanking because they absolutely want as many ping pong balls as possible. Then you have the teams that clinch outright a seed and they can't move. So fun times in the NBA. Congratulations. If you're like, hey, Dad, can you take me to a game this year? Yep, got the last game of the season. Should be meaningful here.
Nope.
Watch out on who plays in those situations. By the way, the Sixers take on the Wizards tonight. Hint, hint. Yeah, that's a really good one. Let's take a look at the next opportunity here. That's the Golden State Warriors, 133-95 over the Phoenix Suns. We can talk Warriors all we want at this point because they have a sensational close to the season with Jimmy Butler. But the Phoenix Suns, the implosion seems to be completed, Joe.
I mean, what, seven straight now? Losses is there. Some would say not even competitive at this point. Yeah, stick a fork in it. Maybe they'll fire the owner, the new owner there, or maybe you can't do that. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. There are a few organizations, and the Phoenix Suns is at the top of that list, that need to hit the reset button in a big way, Donnie, and I have a feeling that's coming sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that reset button starts with Kevin Durant at this point, too. Hey, maybe he's going to have another big three to ruin their franchise wherever he goes next step of the way. But it's apparent, at least he was probably the best player on the team this year, Devin Booker alike. And it's like, it just didn't work. So now the NBA, who was seemingly built on who's the next big three that we can use? Maybe big threes don't necessarily work anymore when you just bring them in for one season. Hey, championship is certainly on the horizon. Obviously not. Take a look at the Milwaukee Bucks, 110-103 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves, jockeying for seeding position on both sides here. Ugly game all the way through, which included. Did you see the fourth quarter, Joe? 40-13. Somebody wake the Timberwolves up, please.
I could not believe what I was witnessing, Don. It was really the most unbelievable because I had Minnesota in that game. They were up 24 points with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and lost, not just lost, lost by seven. It was an amazing 40-13 was the outscoring in the fourth quarter by the Milwaukee Bucks over the Timberwolves, who literally the Bucks went to a zone and Minnesota acted as if they've never seen it in their entire life and had no answer, Donnie, to do it. So if you want to beat Minnesota moving forward, just switch to a zone defense at some point in the game and they won't be able to score.
My goodness, 40-13 at that point here. What a collapse. It doesn't get any worse. No other sport has these type of collapses except the NHL. The Vancouver Canucks, 6. The Dallas Stars, 5. What a fold up by the Stars. I'm telling you right now, if you have 3 goals with a minute to go and you have a money line ticket in your pocket, you're already at the window, you're cash, you're having a beer, you're having a pizza, and before you could blink, you lost your money. The Stars got beat last night, Joe.
The first time, apparently, in the NHL where a team scored 3 goals in the final minute of regulation and then wins it in overtime. An epic collapse by the Dallas, this Dallas team, who, by the way, I also had last night. So this is real fun last night when we're breaking records, Donnie. I love it.
Yeah, you want some more fun out of this one? How about the next story we'll talk about? The Nationals 8-2 over the Dodgers seemingly might not even make it to the playoffs now with the way they're playing on the East Coast. But here we go. You want some pain in your life? I had an all-team total parlay with 4 legs, Joe. 3 legs ended up winning on the night. I needed the Dodgers to score 3 runs in this game. If you would have told me, Joe Ranieri, before the game, Donnie, I got a tip for you. The Dodgers are going to hit 2 home runs tonight. Like, I don't need any other information. They're going to get 3 runs. They end up with 2. But here's the painful part, Joe. The game was over in the 9th inning. Shohei Ohtani leads off with a single. He gets defensive indifference to second base and walks there. He then takes defensive indifference and walks to third base with 1 out. I just need one person to put the ball in play, and I'm going to cash in a ticket. Strikeout, get off my TV. Ugh.
Donnie, it's a 162 game season, folks. It's been a slow start but one in which I wouldn't want to be holding a over 105 or 6 wins for the Dodger ticket right now. I'll tell you that.
I mean, they couldn't get enough of the 125, 130 plus games, alted up here higher. Now, all of a sudden, the losing streak on the East Coast, tough scene for the Dodgers. They'll rebound. They'll just be fine. Or, Joe, they'll pay to have 3 or 4 more All-Stars by the trade deadline just to make sure they fortify that team. It's the early on a Wednesday, and we're just getting started. It's Joe and Donnie. We'll be right back after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Having some fun here in hour number one. We're just getting started, people. SiriusXM Channel 159 right here on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside, Joe Ranieri. The hottest topics across the sports landscape, which includes the Denver Nuggets. What are we doing here? You look at the Nuggets. The tweet pops up yesterday. Shams Charania, breaking news. The Denver Nuggets have fired coach Mike Malone, sources tell ESPN. Then digging down a little bit deeper a few moments later, the general manager also fired from the Denver Nuggets. Typically, this happens, Joe, postseason. Hey, we lost. Unacceptable. We gave one more year. It didn't work out. Let's go. But sometimes teams try to find lightning in a bottle and fire their world championship head coach of just a few years ago to create a spark for the 2025 playoff run. Let's start here, Joe. You hear this news, your initial reactions, what were they?
I was shocked. It really was. I could not believe of all the organizations, again, what are we, 2 seasons removed from the organization's first championship in the history, right, of their existence. And Malone was a big, big part of that. And then you start reading into where, man, all was not well behind the scenes between Malone and Booth. Booth wanted to, as far as the roster goes, wanted to center it around the youth, the guys that he drafted, right? But that's not who Mike Malone is. Mike Malone loves the veterans. Malone felt that, listen, we have a small window of opportunity to win a couple of these things. We're not blowing it up and starting to play rookie and sophomores and start using that. So he used guys like Russell Westbrook a lot this year, gave him a ton of minutes instead of Jalen Pickett, who was a second round pick a couple of years ago. Malone is not a guy that's going to invest a whole lot of time and effort into the younger guys. He's a veteran type of coach. Booth wanted it the other way, and that apparently bled into all other aspects of the organization. And the owner, well, the owner's just like, well, if neither of you can get along, there's no point in having either of you here since you both have contracts coming up as well.
Yeah, it's just interesting, too, because we understand this in professional sports. Like, sometimes in the NFL, you get away with, like, Mike Tomlin. Hey, I just win. I only won one championship, but just the way it is. But you are hired to be fired in professional sports, particularly from a coaching spot. Yep. You take a look at Michael Malone here with the Denver Nuggets throughout his career. 10 seasons, over 400 wins, 6 playoff appearances, and the 2023, championship. And it's not as if it's like, well, hey, we're the Lakers or the Celtics. We're supposed to win every other year. That's just the way it is. Look at how many titles we have in the rafters. Like, the Nuggets have never won before Michael Malone. I do appreciate, like, him being candid all the time and telling it the way it is. But also, like, a coach like John Tortorella got fired from the Philadelphia Flyers. Sometimes you just don't hear that conversation anymore. And we're not saying Michael Malone's like, hey, man, that's not fair. I only had 4 years to do this. I won a championship, and now I'm out. He did have 10 seasons, but just the timing of it was really interesting. And also, Who was in on this, Joe? Was it just the ownership group? Because the general manager didn't walk into the ownership group. You know what? It's time to fire the coach. Yeah, good. You're out as well. Like, is that how it actually went down? And also the bump. Like, what does Denver get out of this now? Do they expect their players to play better because Michael Malone is no longer their coach during the final couple games of the season into the playoffs?
I got an even better one for you. Did the Joker know? Did the Joker go to bat for Mike Malone, or did he not? Because I'd have a hard time believing the ownership did not pick up the phone and somebody notify your generational talent there, the face of your franchise, and letting him know we're about to fire your coach 6 days before the start of the postseason here. It appears that Booth was offered a contract extension earlier this year and turned it down. Apparently, the negotiations weren't going well. But again, none of this makes any sense. The Joker was upset about the lack of defensive effort this year, while Malone's point was, well, you traded away KCP. You traded the guys from the championship team that we wanted back, Bruce Brown, KCP. You didn't want to pay them. You gave me all these young guys, and none of them played defense. But all of that could have been addressed after you got bounced out of the playoffs. None of it needed to be addressed right now. It's the timing of it that just makes, not that they were fired, the timing of the firing makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, and also, you take a look at the updated outlook here for the Nuggets heading into the playoffs. Their record's still decent, 47-32 in the season. You look at the Western Conference odds now, 11-1. Now the championship odds, which just a few short weeks ago, we're talking 15-1, 14-1, up to 30-1 at this point. And then if you look at the standings themselves here, obviously we know OKC and Houston are going to be that 1-2 seed. Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, Warriors, Grizzlies, and Timberwolves. The interesting part about this now is if the Nuggets are like, hey, we're having a good season, one loss here or there, one extra win they could have gotten that they don't get, Joe, they're looking at a top six seed into now playing in the play-in round. So this is a lot of turmoil that this team's got to turn the corner quickly, which starts again tonight on the road if we're playing the Sacramento Kings.
Huge. And I, you know, they are pointing back to that double overtime, triples, double 61-point effort by the Joker in which they ended up losing because Russell Westbrook was out on the court when the game meant the most, and not, of course, Jalen Pickett, who Booth really wanted there. So I am sure that might have been lighting the fire after that, and it just escalated from there. And, well, congratulations. Instead of letting it unfold, you're not going to be coming a better team because you fired Mike Malone and the GM and take an assistant coach and move him over chair. That all of a sudden is going to make you a great defensive team or cover the warts this team has. So, again, the timing to me makes absolutely no sense. And if they were going to fire Booth, they would have had to hire a new GM, which means Malone was probably gone anyway because the GM would have brought his own guy in at some point anyway.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Also, like, we have a great fade the public question in hour number three that's going to deal with the Denver Nuggets, but I don't want to reveal the question right now, but I do want to ask you this question. Like, how does it end for the Nuggets? Like, what is the upside and what is the absolute downside of this for you, Joe?
Well, there's gonna, again, your window of opportunity with the Joker here is you can't blow it all up and start from scratch, right? So you've got to figure some things out, but this apparently ownership thought it was time for a cleaning house and going in a different direction. I hope the Joker's on board with that. I'll tell you that.
Or maybe the Joker's like, yeah, fire everybody. I want to lose round number one. I got to get home and race these horses. I can't be winning and making deep playoff runs here in the NBA if I can't be with my horses trying to win a triple crown. We'll find out. But yesterday, certainly, the information highway was moving on the Denver Nuggets yesterday. Questions, and also, was it the right move? You know what's going to happen? We're going to find out. It's Joe and Donnie right here in the morning. More NBA talk next on The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
We're talking the NBA right here on the Early Line, SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Network. Joe and Donnie on a Wednesday morning. But some things never change. Like, me and Joe work together all the time. We have a great time. 3 hours, they go real quick. So you know what? We're used to that here. Do you know what else we're used to in 2024-2025 of the NBA season? The Knicks not beating anybody good, and I can't understand it. I thought last night was the final spot. Like, you know what? Rise and shine, New York Knicks, at home, and get after it. Final score? Celtics 119, New York Knicks 117 in overtime. Another loss against upper echelon competition for the New York Knicks. They'll beat everybody they can, except for the really good teams. Let's start there, Joe. Why? Please help me out.
Well, it's just par for the course with the Knicks, but it's also par for the course for the Boston Celtics, who going into that game yesterday, Donnie, we kept watching the market, and the market kept telling us, boy, the Celtics have absolutely, they've already conceded the fact that Cleveland's going to be the one seed, that there's really, they're locked into the two. What are we doing here at this point? They understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. Everybody on that roster was questionable yesterday, which is why the Knicks, I think, even went off as the favorite. But the problem was, just before the game tipped off, you found out, no, actually, they're all playing. Porzingis, Tatum, Brown, Holiday, they're all going. And then everyone was like, wait a minute. It looked great early for the Knicks. It looked like the old Knicks in that second half heading into overtime. And it just feels like Boston's using some of these spots down the stretch as a tune-up here, really, for what the postseason and playoffs is going to be all about. And if the Knicks think they're finally going to beat the Celtics or the Cavs come playoff time, it's not looking good for the Knicks.
Yeah, exactly, because, again, the Celtics do have a back-to-back tonight. It's like, oh, they're playing the Magic. They should be able to win that. Like, the Magic went from a 3.5-point dog to a 5-point favorite because, again, the expectations are we used all our energy last night. We got to sort of coast down the stretch, and we should be giving away some free victories. But at the same time, it's interesting how the NBA works because there's a few good teams that we expect to make deep playoff runs. And when they play in the regular season, like, okay, statement time. It felt like last night the Celtics were like, yeah, we know we're going to be the number two seed, but you know what? Let's not give the Knicks any hope. Like, let's just go out there, run our starters out, beat them in their home gym. Like, look, maybe we just can't beat good teams for the Knicks because I thought the Knicks could have used that for a springboard yesterday. Oh, you're going to play all your starters in the Garden? Now that we're healthy, we're going to beat you. We're going to follow this away for the playoffs. Say, oh, yeah, we can beat some of the top teams in the NBA, and it just didn't happen yesterday. Now, one of the top teams in the NBA record-wise just got their 63rd victory yesterday. That was the Cleveland Cavaliers, 135 over the Chicago Bulls, 113, easily dispatching of that team, which included a monster second quarter, which ended 43-24 in favor of the Cavaliers as they cruise to the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and which is crazy because Cleveland had just won and locked and won that game against Chicago and locked themselves into the one during the Knick-Boston game. So legit, Boston had absolutely nothing to play for in this game. Once the Cavs ended up beating the Bulls, they were locked into the two, but didn't matter much, did it, to the Boston Celtics, who continue. And if I'm Boston, Donnie, the way they play on the road and how they win on the road, what do I care if I'm not the number one seed?
33-7 now. That victory in the Garden yesterday against the New York Knicks is what the Boston Celtics do on the road as well. It's 9-1 in their last 10 games and trying to stay healthy for the playoffs. This is why the expectations that the Celtics have a great chance to knock off the Cavaliers. But if we do look at the standings in the Eastern Conference right now, as we just alluded to, the Cleveland Cavaliers, 63-16, number one overall seed, which means in the Eastern Conference, no matter what happens, they will have home court advantage. The Boston Celtics locked into that number two seed here, then followed by the Knicks, as we just talked about, Pacers, Bucks, and Pistons. Not a lot of jockeying for position per se. Like, yes, some crazy things could happen, but it looks like we're probably set here, Joe, of those top six seeds: Cavaliers, Celtics, Knicks, Pacers, Bucks, and Pistons.
Yeah, and congratulations. Take basically 3 through 10 and throw them out the window. And I think you have a pretty good idea on who's going to be playing for a shot from the East for a world championship. And it's, I think Detroit is a lot of fun. I think it's a great story. But none of those other teams, are they really going to beat in a series? They're going to beat Cleveland or Boston? I think the East is ridiculously top heavy this year.
It really is. And you take a look at underwhelming, I would like to call the Eastern Conference, because, like, hey, you're going to get some play-in fun. Like, Western Conference, we're going to talk about in just a few moments, is pretty exciting. Oof. Even in the play-in rounds. Magic, Hawks, Bulls, and Heat. Every one of those teams under 500. Sensational NBA TV should be absolutely rocking for round number one or the play-in series there. Top six, as you said. New York Knicks, you had your chance this night. Couldn't get it done. Maybe it just is the Cavs and the Celtics here. Let's flip it over to the Western Conference next. Coming up right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, sometimes we like to say here, good luck betting the NBA, because the information you're trying to handicap throughout the early part of the day always changes late in the day. Case in point, Joe Ranieri, Donnie Wrightside just talked about a game in Madison Square Garden last night. Was like, you know what? Knicks are favored. Why? Because the Celtics are probably resting some starters, only to find that they didn't rest anybody, and then beating the New York Knicks. Now we take a look at a game where Oklahoma City was embarrassed previously by the Los Angeles Lakers. So everybody thought, including myself, was like, you know what? It's payback time for OKC. And the reason I bring this up is you saw them as over a 2-touchdown favorite yesterday. Because why? LeBron James and Luka Doncic probably weren't going to play in this, because maybe the focus was on a big back-to-back that they had where they already had beaten OKC and they want to move forward and say, we'll probably lose this game. Only to find out that LeBron James and Luka Doncic did play last night and over 30 minutes, and the line dropped to under 10 points, and it didn't matter. OKC 136, Los Angeles 120, because of a monster fourth quarter. It seems like we keep talking about this. Hey, you have to cover under wraps until you get blasted in the final quarter of the game. The Thunder win going away against the full gas Lakers? Kind of crazy.
It really was kind of crazy. I mean, I watched the first quarter in that game, Donnie, and I was laughing because I'm going, wow, there's literally no defense being played in this. Shots are dropping in from all over the place. Was it 43-43, I think, was at the end of the first? I'm like, wait a minute, they're not even in the second quarter. It was truly out of control, that game. And it could have been, what a game it could have been, too, if, well, one guy didn't get tossed when it was all said and done.
Yeah, getting technical. Hey, I wasn't arguing with the ref. I was arguing with the guy in the third row back here. TT, get out of here at this point. And by the way, like, again, in the NBA, which makes it so tough, because you try to extrapolate the information in the morning that you have. Like, they, talking about the Lakers, they just beat OKC. You know OKC wasn't going to let that happen again, regardless if they already clinched the seed. You knew the Lakers were probably going to be in for it. And the Lakers as an organization, I would have figured, said to myself, you know what? Where we are in the standings right now, it's really close. We're probably going to lose this game even if we go full gas, but we got a big game coming up on the docket, particularly for Luka Doncic, heading to take on the Dallas Mavericks back in Dallas. It's going to be emotional. LeBron, sit this one out. Luka, sit this one out. That's the game we're focused on. We'll take this loss here in OKC, but we'll be better for it once we get to the Mavs. And most people in the morning say, you know what? The Lakers aren't going to play any of those guys, only to find that they play. So it's crazy to try to get ahead of an NBA line. We do it all the time in the NFL season, Joe, right? You line up on a Monday or Tuesday, and you say, well, outside of a guy pulling his hamstring or getting a concussion in practice, you pretty much know how it's going to be detailed on Sunday. So you can say, you know what? That line's 2.5. I think it goes to 3.5. Let me bet that now. You can't do that in any way, shape, or form in the NBA. Like, hey, early bird gets the word. Worm. No, it doesn't in the NBA at all. It's the opposite, it feels like.
No, and it doesn't, Donnie, especially this time of year. I mean, it's been enough in the midseason, but it's even worse this time of year. And now you got to wonder, moving forward, what the remaining, what, 3-4 games some of these teams have? Who's really playing? I didn't expect any of those Celtics to play last night. Guess what? They all played. Didn't expect any of the Lakers to play, and they played. I mean, it's not like these teams are necessarily vying for something crazy. They're all filled with players that have been there and done that and understand, let's just get in, be healthy, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's just the way it is in the NBA now. And you take a look at teams that had aspirations for a championship entering into the season, probably more higher on the Suns than we were the Golden State Warriors. Fast forward to the trade deadline. Jimmy Butler gets acquired by the Golden State Warriors. They look like one of the better teams in the NBA now. They win going away yesterday, 133-95 over the Phoenix Suns. You take a look at the Warriors now, 47th win on the season. The Suns, 35th win on the season. First quarter, hammer job. Second quarter, hammer job. Third quarter, hammer job. Fourth quarter, coast to a victory. My goodness, the Phoenix Suns, Bradley Beal last night, high play player. He's going to be part of the big three. They tried to banish him to the bench. They tried to chastise him enough to get him thrown out of Phoenix just to go to another team, and nobody wanted to take him. 7 points last night. What a disastrous season for the Phoenix Suns.
It happens with a lot of these let's all play with our friends organizations that do this, Donnie. It very rarely works. Something usually always ends up happening, whether it's injuries and, you know, blame Durant, blame Beal, blame Booker being hurt most of the year, whatever it is that you want to do. It's a team that went into the season with no bench, and you had to hope and pray that all three of those guys stayed healthy enough, which all three of them hadn't stayed healthy for the last, what, 4 or 5 years in any one particular season. And you had to hope they would all be and gel well together. It was a crapshoot from the beginning, and it's just an experiment that needs to go away now. Phoenix, with a new owner, is serious about competing for championship.
Let me ask you this question, too. We'll get to the standings in just a second. And where the focus is on the Phoenix Suns, like, it's apparent like this didn't work. Now, look, getting older and wiser in years, as I like to say, in professional sports show, either you're building for a championship or you should be going the complete opposite direction and get as bad as you can. Now, we know they gave up a lot of draft capital to get Kevin Durant. Like, in your mind, is it smart for the Suns to say, well, we'll trade Durant, but we'll keep Booker? Or is it just, you know what, I came in as an owner, and the fans weren't mad at me. I tried to build a contender right away with superstar players. It didn't work. Understand this. I'm committed to winning. Do you completely blow this up by getting rid of everybody, which includes Devin Booker, and starting from the ground up? Or is it like that half, you know, hey, well, we'll dip our toe in the water. I don't want to get rid of Booker, but we'll get rid of some other guy. What do you do with the Suns this offseason?
Well, you have to, what did Detroit do? Detroit, here they are, right, getting ready to make the playoffs, and they had to, like, to your point, they had to stick for so long just to get themselves a franchise player like Cade Cunningham, right? Yep. So they end up getting Cade Cunningham. They build, and they build it from the ground up with young guys coming up to get. That's a great way to go. The Miami Heat are the opposite. The Miami Heat were never guys that were all about the draft, but they were all about the developing players overseas. That was Pat Riley's thing. Bring in the big name guys, land the big fish, and surround them with a bunch of guys that know how to play. What is Phoenix? Like, Phoenix, you got to figure out who you are here. Is Devin Booker your franchise? Are you just going to ride Kevin Durant into the ground until he can't play anymore? They've got to figure it out from there. But if they can get enough assets in return for the future, get rid of everybody in there. But who's going to take on a bloated contract of what these guys have got going on, especially Bradley Beal at this point? They couldn't trade him at the deadline.
Yeah, how crazy is that, too? Like, you have a player that, again, was working out of, like, the closet, per se, in Washington, where it's like, you know what? I score my 25 a night. We stink every night. The fans aren't mad at me. I'll be a hero and stay. It's like, you know what? Maybe I want to go try to win something. It's like, you know what? Winning just isn't for me at this point, where now you make so much money that's like, hey, we'd love that Bradley Beal. And the other team's going like, yeah, we'll take him. You're going to give me your first, and you're going to give me an unprotected first after that, just to take a player who you thought was going to help you build a championship. Absolutely outrageous. Yep. Let's quickly take a look at the Western Conference standings, because it is pretty crazy. Outside of the Thunder and the Rockets, you start with the Lakers in the 3 seed, and you go all the way down to the Timberwolves, which means you are separated by 2 games with spots 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That is incredible. So if you're jockeying for position, every single game matters down the stretch, unlike the Eastern Conference here, Joe.
Which is what makes that Minnesota meltdown last night even worse. Brutal. Because they started last night in a four-way tie for fifth place, right? They were a half a game behind fourth place Denver, who had already just blown up their entire organization 24 hours earlier, right? They end up losing this. And now when you look down at them, they're going, all right, now what are we, in eighth? We're in the play-in game? That is how wide open the West is right now with a couple of games to go. The good news for Minnesota is that they play, their schedule is pretty easy, while the teams like the Clippers and Golden State and Memphis, the teams ahead of them, all have to play one another down the stretch here in these final couple of games.
Big games on a night-to-night basis. You're looking for one of those teams to lay down for you to get one of those easy victories, and maybe that could certainly help you out at this point. But the NBA Eastern Conference, not so exciting outside of two teams. The Western Conference, we got fired head coaches jockeying for position all the way up to the final game. And finally, we'll get to talk some playoff basketball. Well, maybe, Joe, we can get an early bird worm action in the morning where the play actually makes some sense. You know what didn't make sense yesterday, Major League Baseball? Blow-ups on the mound. Major League Baseball talk next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I love Major League Baseball. You love Major League Baseball. The Sports Grid Network also loves Major League Baseball, including Joe Ranieri. So let's talk some baseball talk, because it seems like maybe the season and the career is over already. Paul Skeens was like a robot on the mound last year. Six, seven innings up, six, seven innings down. Tons of strikeouts. You can't hit me. And away we go into the 2025 season, which had an interesting start here. Which, if we go back yesterday, a 5-3 loss for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just the Pirates going to lose a lot of baseball games. It's just what they do. But we're not used to Paul Skeens, six innings pitched, five earned runs like we saw yesterday. Should we already be making trade rumors up about the Pittsburgh Pirates can't afford Paul Skeens just to get him out of town here, huh?
Well, I saw a great picture over the weekend of Skeens. His Yankee jersey is making the rounds on social media. So it won't be long. Don't worry, Yankee fans. He will be in pinstripes before it's all said and done. We all know this. But listen, it's if you thought he was just going to come in and dominate every game he pitches, especially now with a year under the belt and we have video footage of him. We got players now that have had a chance to see him a bunch of times. Like, there are going to be nights like this, like he had last night against, by the way, give St. Louis credit, because they've been swinging the bats to start the year better than anybody thought they were. But hey, I mean, he gave up five runs. It wasn't like he got shellacked for, they got nine runs in two innings. Like, he had a rough outing at home in 30 degrees. It happens. I think he'll be just fine when it's all said and done.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. And by the way, understand this too. So many times we talk about, Joe, the bats in like April. Like, oh, it's really cold. They can't hit. It affects power pitchers as well, man. You're trying to work that lather up there. Yep. You know, you're rubbing the baseballs down. You can't get that, like, you know, no more spider tack on there to help you in these conditions. And it does affect the pitchers as well, which affecting maybe the Dodgers. Hey, man, we play in nice weather out there on the West Coast. You come east, you play in Philadelphia and Washington, and things aren't so rosy right now. The Dodgers lose yesterday 8-2, and this game was over immediately. It was 8-0 by the end of the fourth inning. A couple solo home runs there for the Dodgers down the stretch to make it 8-2. Like, we're not worried about the Dodgers on the season, but Robleski yesterday didn't help the cause. Five innings pitched, eight hits, eight earned runs, only four Ks and three walks. easily dispatching of the Dodgers. How about that? The Nats. Go Nats.
Yeah, and what, their first home series win over the Dodgers since 2014. It has been a hot minute since Washington has taken a series from the Dodgers at home. But, you know, kudos. And that includes, by the way, the World Series team there. So it's, you know, what can you say? They're going through it. And I don't forget, I mean, it's so funny, Donnie, because didn't the Dodgers, it feels like we were just talking about, are they ever going to lose a game? What are they, 7-0 to start the year? Yep. And yeah, it's a long season. They're still 9-4 on the season. But again, give Washington credit. You know, Washington in April, I promise you, is not going to look like this come June. This will all work itself out in a 162-game season. But hey, great start to the season for Washington. Great.
Yeah, how about that? By the way, in Washington, right? So they go to the White House. Did the Dodgers get tariffs slapped on their team here once they came to the East Coast? Now they can't perform at this point. You love it. Look at that. It all intertwines. Don't you see, get the tariffs getting hammered right now? Maybe the Dodgers just need to get out of Washington, D.C. I'll tell you, team, right now that the Mets are like, hey, man, do we have another 50 games to play against the Marlins? Because they are beating up the Marlins as they did yesterday, 10-5 in cold conditions at Citi Field. And by the way, there was a spectacular catch by Derek Hill of the Marlins yesterday. He doesn't make that catch. The Mets get two touchdowns in this game. How about the Metropolitans being down 2-0 right off the bat? Offensive surge yesterday.
Yeah, and quickly, too. I think it was 2-1 by the time they got to the second inning. And the bats were going. Alonso and Lindor are swinging it really well. And listen, the big thing was, could Clay Holmes finally make it to five innings as a starting pitcher? Because I don't think he had to this point in his first couple, but he did. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't terrible, but, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. But when the bats are swinging like that, Clay Holmes will have a lot of leeway here to be able to work himself into a quality starting pitcher.
Now, let me get you some leeway on this one here, because this isn't even about a handicap right now, Joe. We talk about, like, running just with what your eyes are telling you. Forget about how good the pitchers are on the mound. Case in point, the Athletics playing in Sacramento. I was asked multiple times yesterday, hey, you know what? The pitching matchup looks okay out there. What do you do with the A's and the Padres? Just continue to bet over when they're in Sacramento. 10-4 yesterday, Joe, which included 9 first inning runs. And of course, in this game, you're taking a look at some of the starters in the game and you say, you know what? Where's that guy Jackson Merrill out, who Tom Vecchio of the Sports Grid Network, he absolutely loves himself some Merrill. A strained hamstring, heads to the IL, but the bats came to play, particularly early. If I see this correctly here, we had 10 runs by the second, 13 runs by the third inning. My goodness, the offenses was exploding early yesterday.
And if I'm not mistaken, Dylan Cease, those were 9 earned runs. They weren't unearned runs, correct, where there were errors. They were earned, like they were lighting him up. And now, listen, anybody, it's going to get even worse at this ballpark once the summer months come and it gets to be 90 degrees in Sacramento there with that short porch they got in left field. I was more impressed with Jeffrey Springs, man, bouncing back. Don't forget, this guy's a couple of years removed from what, Tommy John and a Cy Young conversation here. The guy is electric. He got beat up his last start, but my goodness, he was really, really good in that game, in that ballpark, unlike Dylan Cease, who wishes maybe he had pulled a hamstring before the game, and this way he didn't have to get lit up like he did.
By the way, watching a couple games out there, too, I think Tatis hit one into a warehouse building or over a warehouse building in left field, because this is a minor league field. And the right field, it's like, is the fence out? Do they even have a fence? It's like 2 feet tall out there. We just have to hit a line drive, and it goes out. So some fun to have here in that ballpark nonetheless. By the way, real quick, yesterday, the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies, Sale versus Wheeler. Both of these guys won 2 last year in the Cy Young. You take a look at cooler temperatures in Atlanta, high 50s, low 60s. Wind not really helping out too much, Joe. Zach Wheeler, 5 1/3 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. Chris Sale, 4 2/3 innings pitched, 9 hits, 5 earned runs yesterday. The Phillies gave up multiple leads, but if there was one game yesterday you probably thought would stay under the total, it was probably that game, and those starts absolutely detonated, along with Paul Skenes yesterday giving up 5 earned runs. What'd they do? Yep. Is it juice baseballs at this point? If it is, by the way, Rob, keep it coming. More juice baseballs. We'll be right back on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hamstrings and more hamstrings. Joe Ranieri just told you, like, Jackson Merrill, one of the young bright superstars in Major League Baseball, just signed a big contract with the Padres, doing damage at the plate. He's down probably for a few weeks. You also take a look at Pablo Lopez, starting pitcher, down with hamstring tightness. You also take a look at Ketel Marte, who, you know, that Diamondbacks offense can move when he's in there. It's that Swiss Army knife in the 2 or 3 spot. He's down multiple weeks also with a hamstring. So let me ask you this question, Joe. Hamstrings are going to happen, but it seems like they happen more and more when it's cold weather from players that were, hey, we're spring training at 75 to 80 degrees every day. Where are you playing tomorrow? 34 degrees. Look at all these hamstring injuries.
Yeah, I Donnie, thought it had actually something to do with the fact when you sign a multi-year, multi-trillion dollar contract, it's amazing how fast the hamstrings go right after you ink those deals. Because didn't Marte sign a trillion-dollar deal as well as Merrill there? And now they both have hamstring, right? I mean, it was amazing. I don't think we got 2 games out of them right after they became multimillionaires there. Kind of shocking how that works.
Yeah, it is. And also, Kenley Jansen last night, the fourth pitcher to record at least 450 saves in Major League Baseball. But I think the highlight topic yesterday, Joe, Zach Hample still out here in the streets catching home runs. Like, wasn't Zach Hample like a young kid in his teens trying to catch home runs? How old is this guy? Like, how long has this been going on out here?
Yeah. What is going on? And I wish we had the replay on that. Would have been absolutely outstanding. But the fact that there is a replay review, can we run it? The fact that you had to have one, though, is actually pretty funny. Will you just let it be done here? And how did nobody know whether or not he actually caught the ball is a little strange.
Yeah, we should have had a Zach Hample B-roll up here to try to get all his greatest highlights over his career. And by the way, like, I wouldn't know Zach Hample if I saw him in a major league ballpark. But I would notice if I'm sitting in the outfield seats where a guy is probably moving every single time a certain batter comes up to a certain area with a glove, a net, or whatever he actually has. Do people do this when they go to the ballpark, Joe? Like box him out? Like, here's him. Don't let him catch it at worst case scenario. Like, do we have like a shield for him at some of these stadiums?
I got to tell you, it sounds like a new sport we just created here, but I kind of like where you're going with that. Although it didn't work all that well for a kid in a Cubs fan 1 year. I don't remember what that kid's name was. Didn't work all that well.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tough scene out there. By the way, like, people are always looking. People are always looking for more hours around like the network at this point. Maybe a host or two could get out there, maybe box Zach Hample out in different major league ballparks, maybe pick up that time card. See that? Look, I'm always trying to get my friends back to work here, earning here. That could be an opportunity that you don't want to miss out on. How about an opportunity to make money? Maybe betting against the Dodgers. World Series odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook still has those Dodgers. No matter how many times they lose, we trust them in the end. They will be there and winning a championship. They're plus 240 price. The Yankees plus 750, struggling there with the Tigers and on offense a bit. The Phillies, who lost yesterday to the Braves, 11-1. Mets 11-1. It's very early in the season. Any looks here, Joe, or any comments on what you're looking at with the odds market?
Listen, if I'm a Dodger fan, I'm hoping they lose a few more games and that number keeps rising. Same thing with the Yankees. That would be great to be able to buy back in. But yeah, I mean, but there's way It is April, people. It is way too early in this game to be looking for any value on these future boards. But I still think even after, what, a couple of weeks here, Donnie, the first two teams that are the favorite on that list should be the favorite on that list.
And also, you're taking a look like the composition of two teams, right? The Dodgers open the season. They can't lose anything. They haven't really changed it, plus 240, win or lose. The Atlanta Braves look like they might go 0-162 on the season. They still sit at 13-1. Long season, ebbs and flows, couple wins here, couple wins there, make the playoffs. Because as we know, sometimes you can look at other sports, like, hey, paint by numbers, the really good teams, the top seeds. It's not the case in baseball. We see the top seeds go into that wild card round. One team gets hot, knocks them out right away, and away you go. So it's not about how many wins you're going to have in the regular season. It's about how much you're actually going to win in the postseason and avoid those hot teams here. So maybe you want to take a flyer. Red Sox 22-1, Padres 22-1, Astros 22-1 in that atmosphere. But as Joe pointed out, sometimes it's about, look, you know the Dodgers are going to be right by the time the end of September, unless they have just, you know, catastrophe injury situation. And I said this one thing too, Joe, before the season starts. The Dodgers will be a better version of themselves by the trade deadline, because if anybody's a little bit banged up or injured, they have more money and more prospects than anybody to get anybody they want on the open market to actually improve their team down the back stretch here. So just something to take a look at. But as it stands right now, we're not surprised by the Dodgers. We're not surprised by the Yankees, the Phillies, and or the Mets and the Braves. These teams will iron it out. And I just hope, Joe, can we get some warmer weather out here? I know we got some runs yesterday in bases, but I'm tired of handicapping games at 34 degrees and whether or not we have to move that game from 7 o'clock all the way up. You know, we don't have to move hour number two. It's coming up next. NFL Draft Talk. Here we go.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.